Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Dibs.
Well, you know, Mark, home dogs are... Wait, this is not a home dog. It's a home favorite. So we're going to go ahead and pump the brakes on that one. And you look at this matchup, just in a vacuum, the Chargers have had a great year, but man, the injury bug has bit them on the offensive line so many different times. And you look at the Patriots... Every single week, I tried to fade the Patriots, and they continue to show they can throw it, they can run it, they defend, they have a good kicker, Borgalis. Their coach might be coach of the year, and they're at home only given a field goal and change. This one feels like a trap. It's a trap for me with the Chargers going all the way cross country to have to face this at that time. I'm taking the Patriots laying the 3.5. Wow. Kagoosh.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm gonna let Lucas clap
it. For the
bet. But you have to.
Yeah,
anyway, this intermission, if you will, in the middle of fade the Dibbers, I'd like to read a text here on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Thank you, 858, that would like to talk directly to you. Dibbers is taking Green Bay, dude. Lay off the sweet leaf. Stop with this home dog nonsense. It's ridiculous. Dibber's new nickname is Farhan.
Yeah. Fader claws would have been better.
I know. That just made me laugh.
And it's not the sweet leaf. It's the hippie lettuce. And your boy's been off for, man, ever since the old pandemic. But anyway, bring the music up. We got one more game to do.
We got two more games to do because we're going to. Oh, that's right. We're not doing Monday night yet. My bad. Reel it back.
I remember my first time doing Fade the Dibber.
Man, Niners and Eagles. And this spread is faster than Forrest Gump. It's running. It started at 3.5. Haven't even been to 4.5. Haven't even been to 5.5, the official number, as we arrive at the always emotional 49er Fade the Dibber moment. Eagles, -5.5. Dibs.
Oh, you're going to love this because when you look at the advanced analytics, Niners with a much more superior offense, the Eagles with a much better defense. The Niners defense, analytically, you can look at the numbers and realize that the defense that they're going to put out there is not the defense they've had all year. And the spread keeps going up and up and up. And one of the things you have always said, you lean into it, which in
this
case, you would lean into the road dog. And I don't know if I mentioned the stats on, it doesn't even matter because it's a road dog. But
what are the stats on road dogs?
I'd have to look it up. I just did home dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
But road teams don't do well in the playoffs. I mentioned that before, 31% winning percentage. Look, if the Niners were healthy, I think it's a different story. Philadelphia is in a spot where they've gotten healthier and it's just a bad matchup. So all you faders out there, get your hands together. Put your hands together one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Because the pick is in.
Ladies and gentlemen, say it out loud.
Fly, Eagles, fly. You lay the 5.5, cuckoo. Half party from Willard.
Clap it up, Willard.
Hey.
Thank you, Dibs.
You're welcome.
I needed some life.
You're welcome.
Woo!
I liked it a lot more at 3.5. And yesterday was at 4.5, and I thought, okay. Or was it four? 4.5, and I thought,
hey,
that's as high as that's going to go. And now it's gone up another point.
5.5.
I don't have the actual stats on, because you can always look at how much, like, percentage of the handle, the money, and percentage of the tickets, how many actual bets. But it's got to be like 75% on Philly based on this line movement.
I would think, although, I mean, the idea when the number goes up is you know, now you swoop in. Now you swoop in and you got extra points. If you wanted to bet on the Niners, I hope you waited.
Yeah. Yep.
Right?
27-17, Kukush. Mark the tape. Eagles win. Eagles are healthier. Eagles have the elixir for what the Niners try to do. The Niners defense, I mean, how can you expect them to stop this offense? 27-17.
How can Kukush. You expect them to stop this offense? This offense is not very good. I know the Niner defense is not very
good.
It's
better than the Niner defense.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, but you've been saying this all along. You only need to stop them a few times. You don't need to stop them every time.
Right. And the wind is going to be an equalizer. And, boy, God help your guy.
Who's my guy?
You're the president of Brockistan. And he throws those, like, super air-under-him feathery balls.
My guy. The last time that everybody was going into this weather against a good defense, it was called Cleveland, and he didn't turn the ball over at all.
Wasn't 40-mile-an-hour winds. It was a little cold.
You don't know that it's going to be 40-mile-an-hour winds. Have you ever seen a weather
Gusts.
Report?
Lucas, you have information on the betting?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you mentioned who's betting what in terms of handle and money. It looks right around 80% of the money and the action placed, the number of bets on the Niners, plus 5.5.
At 5.5.
Yes.
At 5.5. 80%. Right. So what but the fact that it went from 3.5 to 5.5 suggests that the money at 3.5, heavy Philly. Money at 4.5, heavy Philly. Now at 5.5, it's heavy Niners.
Who's to say what the sharp money is? And maybe some books think certain money is sharp, and so they move the line away from the sharp money, whatever.
You want me to find out? I'll send the text.
Oh, yeah, boy. And usually the sharp money comes in a little closer to game time. And like,
unless they're trying to move it early for themselves.
I guess if you're a sharp bettor and you like the Niners and you see the trend, you're going to wait, and now at 5.5, you're probably thinking, should I wait till 6? It might dip down to 5. I don't know. But if you're a Philly bettor and you saw it at 3.5, you probably jumped on that early. If you're a sharp bettor who likes Philly, because it wasn't going to go under 3. Like, there's no way that
you want to explain to everybody what sharp money means.
Sharp money means you're a professional gambler and you're going to kaboom. And you're going to drop, you know, 5 grand or 10 grand or Mattress Mac who bets $1 million on a game. Guy. If you're a big time, big money bettor, and you like Philly, you're going to look at 3.5 and say, I want in now, because it probably won't move to 2.5 with the Niners injuries, recency bias, it's a road game, all the rest of it. If you're a Niners sharp bettor and you like the Niners in this spot, you're going to wait until it climbs to 5.5, and then kaboom.
Yep. I mean, that's all right. I just texted Johnny to see where the sharp money is. And we'll find out what he says. And I'm going to say, like, at 5.5. Oh, cool. He's texting back already. So we'll get that answer here shortly. Us iPhone people get to do that.
I also get to do that. Like, you understand that, right?
You don't get the 3 dots.
You don't get the dots.
I actually do get the dots.
Not from us, you don't.
I don't want the dots from you. Because it's either a picture of you and Christy, or
you get the 3 dots, but you only get it from other weirdos who don't have an iPhone.
Why does it have to be a weirdo?
Because.
You're so judgmental. And you know what? You're so, like, passionate about getting me to conform as opposed to embracing my individuality. That's a troubling sign of you.
Oh, I think I have embraced your individuality at a pretty high level.
Not in this way. Not in this forum.
Because it gets you. It gets you a go.
It really doesn't.
Yeah, it
nor does
skin.
Happy New Year
you're,
get me anymore.
You're turning red
and I
right
dare
now.
You. I'm hot. I'm dehydrated. I'm ready for higher or lower. Trying to get Cam involved.
A higher or lower in 10 minutes, which is super fun if you've never been around for a higher or lower. And I would also say this to our listeners. Like, higher or lower in 10 minutes, we do have then, you know, we'll have a few minutes at the end of the show. But let's just have some fun. Like, hey, Niner fans, come on. Like, what do you want to say about this game? Just let it out. I don't even care what it is. Bang, bang, Niner gang. You want to say something about the – you want to rip Eagle fans. You want to give the Niners a little bit of juice on their way out of town. Some of them might be listening after leaving practice. Anything that you want to say, this is your last chance to do it before the Niners enter the playoffs. And we don't know come Monday morning if the 49ers are still going to be alive or not. We don't know. So in many ways, this is your last shot. We would love to open our doors to you right now. Whatever it is that you want to just let out about your nervous energy or whatever it might be about the Niners and Eagles, Fire away, but do it right now. In 10 minutes, we'll do higher or lower. So we will take your calls for 10 minutes right now. Let it rip. 888-957-9570. Anything you want to say, Niners, Eagles related, go ahead.
I'll open with this. And Seth Joyner joined us about an hour ago, and he said, stopping Christian McCaffrey is the key, and when you stop him, that's when the Niners lose. And so I did a shallow dive in the five losses, and it's not about McCaffrey as a receiver. Here are his lines as a runner when they lose.
Okay.
Jacksonville, 17 carries for 49, less than three a tote. Tampa Bay, 17 for 54, barely three. Houston, 8 for 25 on the ground. 3 yards and change a carry. The Rams, 12 for 30. That's about 2.5. And then Seattle, 8 for 23, about 3 yards a carry. In total, one touchdown rushing, 2.9 a carry in five losses. And the big part for me is 8 carries against Seattle, 8 against Houston. They were able to run him off the run game.
Yep.
And so if Philly does that, you're in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, the first quarter, I'm not going to say it's more important than the fourth quarter. It's not. But the first quarter, I think, in all Kyle Shanahan games, is really, really important. What he scripts and what he goes out there and does, think about it when the Niners do surprise you. When have the Niners surprised you this year? How many times? So there's the Rams game.
Yep.
I sort of would somewhat argue the opener against Seattle to a degree. And maybe, I don't know. In some ways, the game against the Bears, too. Certainly with how well...
Down 7-0.
You were down 7-0, but then what'd you do? Pat, like, poof! Like, to 3 minutes, right down the other end, 7-7. The way the Niners' offense comes out and introduces itself to a game is very, very important. They go up 14-0 on the Rams, opening drive at Seattle, week one, bang, right down the field, touchdown. Bears thing, there's the pick, and then you come right back and answer. Same thing against the Colts. You fall down 7-0, bang, offense comes yep. right down the field, get a fumble, go right back in, you're in the lead the rest of the way. So, yeah, I like all Kyle Shanahan games, he's going to really, and they are going to really struggle if they're a quarter and a half into the game and they kind of haven't found their flow as of yet.
Only one win this year when they trail at halftime, 11-0 when they lead at halftime. And that's why I asked you earlier about, you know, do you take the ball? You win the toss, do you take the ball? Or if you're Philly and you win the toss, do you defer and make them take the ball, knowing that Shanahan loves to double up? I score late in the second, I get the ball to start the third. That's like a Shanahan wet dream. And if you can deny him of that, then maybe you deny him of that.
Johnny Avello's response, I should let everybody know, Johnny Avello is one of the big boys over at DraftKings. And so he's always, we fire off text to get answers about those kind of spread and gambling questions. And so I asked him, where is, as Dibs just described, sharp money? Where's the sharp money on this game? He said, and I said, at 5.5, where's the sharp money? First thing he writes back, we're now at 6.
Wow.
DraftKings has moved the Eagles to -6. He said the sharps came in early in this game at Eagles -3.5. That's what the sharps really like. They like the Eagles -3.5. He goes, they might be in on the opposite side and look to
middle. Oh, I love it.
If the line goes much higher. And what middle obviously means is if the sharps can both get the Eagles -3.5 and the Niners +6.5
or
+6, and then the Eagles win by 4, then they clean up on both sides.
Oh, yeah. Nothing now, better.
For a Niner fan, though, to me that's an uncomfortable text because I don't really give a rip about the line. I want the Niners to win the football game. He's saying the sharps believe the Eagles are going to win by at least 4 points. Sharp bettors, that's what they believe.
Or by 5, or right. by 5.5,
right.
which would be by 6. So if the line keeps climbing, it tells me that, you know, the bettors are still loving Philadelphia. I didn't think that it would climb this high. And
I didn't either.
Boy, if you get news about, you know, Trent, like last-minute news, bad news about Trent, or I mean, Ricky, it seems like it's kind of a writing-on-the-wall situation. But, man, if you love the Niners, then either get it now at six or sit tight. You may get even a better value.
I think Trent Williams is going to play. There's some indicators that go beyond just his words where he did say today publicly that he's confident he'll play. You know what I'm going to say here. Want to know why I'm confident that he's going to play? It's not because he says he's confident he's going to play. It's because they let reporters go to his locker.
Yep.
And that's just usually a sign of I'm going to play. I don't know if they spoke to Ricky today. I didn't hear any comments from Ricky. I didn't hear any comments from D Winners. I heard comments from Trent Williams. That's not a Sharpie lock it in, but usually if they're being made available to the media, that often means that signs are good. So that's my guess right now. I think you're going to see Trent Williams. My concern is I don't know if you're going to see him at his best. I do not think that Ricky Pearsall is going to play in this football game. That's just my guess.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, for me, it ultimately comes down to what most Niner games come down to. Can they run the ball? And in the Shanahan era, when they run it 30 or more times, and I know that that happens a lot when you have the lead and you can run it late, but you have to run it early and run it in the middle and then run it late to get to 30 carries. But when Shanahan runs it 30 or more times in the regular season, Mark, they're 55-7.
Oof.
55-7.
That'll do.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That'll do.
Including 9-0 this year.
We're going to play higher or lower in just a few minutes, but a few people do want to weigh in with some thoughts on Niners-Eagles before we get started there. Ariel in San Mateo here on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Ariel. What's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're great.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, before the Niners take off, I just want to tell them thank you so much for being so resilient this year. You know what? Just after everything, they're still fighting. I just want to let them know, you know, they give us average Joes. Just they give us hope each and every day. So just I want to let them know, no matter what happens, leave it all out on the field. The faithful will be here, man. Go Niners, baby.
I love it. Yeah. Ariel, thank you very much. And don't anybody tell Ariel that that's a defeatist mentality or anything like that. I love what he's saying. Like, yeah, thank you. Thank you for this game. Now let's go win it. But, like, this, you know what I think about this. This was an incredible achievement for them to be in this game.
Let's save that for Monday. You're not wrong, but let's save that for Monday.
Yeah, no, but it was. And now we do this. These are two separate entities. What got them here and then right. What happens next. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but that sentiment is still valid and maybe more appropriate on Monday, and more people will be ready for that then.
Monica in Fairfield is next. Hi, Monica. Thank you for calling.
Hi, guys. How you doing this evening?
We're great, Monica. Thanks for calling us.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, calling about the playoff game against the Eagles, just giving my feelings on it. You know, first of all, as we all seen, the Niners have just done great despite all the injuries. I mean, how proud can we be of them even making it this far? You know, and as far as the fans go, I think the Philly fans are the worst fans in the NFL, quite frankly. They're bullies. But I also don't think that, you know, we're going to do, I think you guys mentioned it, we're not going to do as bad as last week. But I'm not confident we're going to win, but I'm hoping we are. And that's all I wanted to say. Just go Niners.
Monica, it's great. Thank you very much. Listen, you know, I do think this, I think on sports radio, when we say some of the stuff that we said yesterday, in a sort of like engagement sports radio world, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, this is loser talk, whatever. I think there's a lot more people than we usually get to talk to who think the way Ariel and Monica are talking, which is like, yeah, this is, I'm not going to sit here and be all like braggadocious. The Niners are going to this, that, or the other this weekend. We're going to root our asses off on Sunday.
Yep.
But also, like, Yeah, great job. Great job losing all these people and still going 12-5.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, and you went 12-5, and you had a soft schedule, but turns out Philadelphia's was even softer, and so your schedule was tougher than you thought, and this to me is a testimony to a lot of things. One, the front office preparing you before the year to sustain injury, whether it's Tonjes or you got Brian Robinson, you were able to get Mac Jones in there, you picked up Keon White and Cleland Furl. You did things to help keep this thing moving. The schedule was the schedule. Next year's schedule is going to be similar right now based on record. And I don't know if you saw the news, but looks like Gardner Minshew also tore his ACL.
Yeah.
So depending on when you play KC next year, you may have fill in the blank Chase Daniel or God knows who will be their quarterback. So every year's different. You got some breaks this year, but you took advantage and you had a couple of tough games early and you won those games.
Let's see if we can do one more. Let's go to Mark in San Ramon. Hi, Mark. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Yeah. Longtime listener, occasional caller, full-time texter.
Okay.
But I wanted to give my opinion on Sunday. So I've got the Niners winning 26-24 with an Eddie Money Pinheiro walk-off field goal. Oof. We will be singing "Cry Eagles Cry." Lock that.
I love it. I love it. Do you ever have people, though, like give you those sort of visuals about a game and it leads to a Niner win? So it's really exciting, but it also sounds like, how the hell am I going to do that without puking?
I was just thinking about you and the lovely Christy for a nice day date. And they're down 24-23, and Brockistan gets it back. First and 10 at his own 12 with one timeout and 2:13 to go.
And Eddie lines up from 48 yards out in 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts and lines up for the kick. Okay.
Oh. But the man said kukush. So
I'm here for it. You know what else I'm here for?
Tell me, Mark.
Friday, higher or lower. Set the stage, dude.
Let's
take it away.
I got to have some music so we can get this whole thing going. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for higher or lower, Willard and Dibbs' favorite game. And today, we are going to have 10 items, and Mark and Lucas and Cam are going to have to decide whether or not that item is higher or lower. Today's theme, gentlemen, 49er playoff wins all time. The 49ers have won 39 playoff games all time. So today, 10 items, 3 contestants. There'll be one winner. And I start with my partner, Mark Willard, who comes in having won it 5 times. A win today. You tie Grandy for the most wins all time. How you doing?
I'm like the Niners. I'm here for championships.
I like it. Up next is Lucas Alexander, director of sports. He's got 4 titles. You can join Mark Willard with 5. How you doing, Lucas?
That's huge, Dan. Fired up to be here. I'm undefeated on the year also. It's a great opportunity for me to tell you Happy New Year.
Thank you, without a doubt. This is the final day you're allowed to do so. Our third contestant making his second appearance, and he is a fan favorite.
Let's go.
Not only for his great demeanor, but his long-windedness. Cam Williams, how you doing today, Cam?
I'm doing good. It's Cam, the man with the master plan.
Whoa, I love it.
My gosh, Venus Flytrap just showed up on the radio.
Just you wait.
Oh, holy crap.
Let Cam eat.
I just lost my job. Go ahead.
Can you create your own nickname?
He just did.
Yep.
And
yeah, he did.
I'll allow it. So 10 items, and again, we're playing off of the number 39, which is the number of 49er playoff wins all time.
I'm going to do this entire thing as Cam. Go ahead.
Don't try to bite his style.
Okay. Yeah, no. Go ahead, Dan.
We had Risotto do it as Phlegm. Were you here for that one?
Yes, I was.
Higher? It was pretty damn good.
Yeah, I was here for that.
We start with you, Willard. Higher or lower than Niner playoff wins all time, which is 39?
39, okay.
Career playoff touchdown passes thrown by Joe Montana.
Oh, okay. Career touchdown passes thrown to Joe Montana. Lower.
Lucas?
I'm thinking higher, Dan.
Cam, the man with a master plan.
We're going to go high.
Yeah, it is higher.
That's a good start, Cam.
Okay.
45 is the answer.
45, guys, that's a lot of playoff touchdown passes. Good
and that Lord. Includes his Kansas City career because it was his career.
Yeah,
so
fair enough.
There you have it. Lucas and Cam with the point. We start with Lucas. Higher or lower than 39, Lucas? Most goals scored in a single season by one player in Major League Soccer. Higher or lower than 39? MLS goals by one player in a season.
I don't even know how many games they play.
It's part of the fun.
I think lower.
Cam?
I'm going to go lower, like they barely just hit the mark.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with my guys here also and go lower.
You can go lower. The answer is lower.
Yes.
34, Carlos Vela. Carlos Vela.
LAFC.
There you have it. And I think they only play 38 or, I don't even know.
Yeah, whatever.
That was part of the wrinkle.
Tibbs couldn't even be bothered to look it up.
I couldn't. I wrote down Carlos Vela. I did this one about a month ago.
Okay.
Lucas 2, Cam 2, Willard 1. We're playing off of higher or lower. Niner playoff wins all time, which is 39. We start with Lucas. Pat Spencer goals as a senior lacrosse player at Loyola of Maryland.
Oh, higher. 100% higher. Cam? The greatest ever.
Cam?
He was a baller over there, so definitely higher.
Willard? Yep, I don't feel like this is my spot to catch up. I'll stick with my guys and go higher.
Yeah, higher.
Yeah.
49. But then again, you never know how many games they actually play.
You don't. That's for sure. You didn't look
didn't
it up.
Didn't write that down. Nope. But I saw 49. I'm like, I'm going to get Patty Spence in the show. Lucas 3, Cam 3, Willard 2. We're playing higher or lower off 49er all-time playoff wins, which is 39. We start with Lucas. Highest single-season home run total for Jeff Kent.
Single-season home run total? I spaced for a
second. That's what he said.
Okay, just making sure. I'm going lower.
Cam?
We're going to take it down to the ground. Keep it low.
See why the people love this man? Willard?
He said lower, by the way. That was the answer.
We're going to keep this down to the ground. You're listening to Anita Baker right here on KCAM, keeping it smooth after dark. Coming up next, Luther Vandross. That's Cam. The ladies' line is open. Yeah.
Did Jeff Kent ever hit 40 dingers? I'm going to say no. I'll go lower as well.
Yeah, you guys get it. 37 was his high watermark. Lucas and Cam with a perfect game going. Yep. Turns out this one's a little too easy, and Willard's the only one with a miss. This is higher or lower, 49er playoff wins, which is 39 all time exactly. We start with Lucas, definitely not doing R&B radio with that voice, nor am I. Hey, Radio Disney, it's Lucas and Dibs.
I'm going to go higher, Dan.
Lucas, we start with you. Higher or lower than 39? Lucas, number of states admitted to the Union before the two Dakotas were added in 1889.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
39.
Wait, what year for the Dakotas?
1889.
All right.
Number of states admitted to the Union before the two Dakotas were added in 1889.
I'm going
to
say higher, Dan.
Cam?
I'm going to go lower.
Willard?
Ooh. So I'm going to go higher.
The answer's lower.
Oh.
38 states.
Wow.
Interesting to know, later that same year, four more states were added. But
not that interesting, actually.
No, I thought it was.
Nah.
Whatever, you got it wrong. Cam, soft and warm, the Quiet Storm with the lead with 5.
I got a perfect game going.
CJ Watson, the Quiet Storm.
Lucas with 4, Willard with 3. We will start with you, Cam.
Show you right.
We're halfway through, and we're spinning off of the Niners' all-time playoff wins number, which is 39. We start with you, Cam. Macklin Celebrini assists last year as a rookie. Higher or lower than 39, Cam?
Good one.
Given the fact that, you know, he's such a big name right now and he's on fire, I'm going to go higher.
Yeah. Lucas?
I would like to differentiate. I think it's higher. I'm going to go lower.
How about you just give an answer? You don't get the same latitude as Cam.
My answer is lower.
I think it's higher, so I'll go lower is basically what you just said.
And I'm on the lettuce. Willard.
I'm going to follow Cam. I'm going higher.
The answer is lower.
Yeah, it is.
38. Assists for Macklin. Right. And by the way, this year he's got like 47 already in 40 games.
You guys don't know Puck like me. It's all good.
Damn, that's my first blemish.
That's a 4 for your Cam, but let Cam eat. Cam with 5. Lucas 5. Willard with 3. But man, your impersonations are great. We start with you, Cam.
Thank you.
Because Cam, actually, we start with Lucas because he got the last one correct. Higher or lower than Niners playoff wins all time, which is 39. Lucas, number of seasons aired of The Simpsons.
Oh.
Higher or lower than 39?
Are they still live, Dan?
Number of seasons aired of The Simpsons.
No,
higher or lower than 39?
No questions, Lucas.
Lower.
Cam?
I'm going to go higher. They started deep in the early 90s, I feel. But, yeah, I'm going to go higher.
I mean, Willard? I'm going lower.
The answer is lower.
Yeah.
And I believe it started in 1989. Yeah, it was a pledge. 37 is the answer.
Yeah.
Lucas 6, Cam 5, Willard 4. We have a new leader.
Lucas. Yeah, Lucas at 6, right?
Yeah, I'm good at this,
okay.
Guy.
Okay. How many we got left?
Three to go,
okay.
And we're playing higher or lower, and we're playing off of Niners' all-time playoff wins, which is 39. Lucas, we start with you. Most touchdowns thrown in a single season, a single regular season, by Jared Goff.
Professionally.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That's a fair question. No. That's a fair question.
Professionally.
Okay. And Pop Warner, he might have had 78 one year.
Remember that YouTube video when he showed up at the junior college in a disguise?
Yeah.
You didn't see this?
Lucas, I think let's try to stay on task. You're in third place, so you can go ahead and pipe down.
In the NFL, that's what we're going with?
Yeah. Most NFL touchdowns thrown in a regular season by Jared Goff.
All right.
39's a lot, Dan. I'm going to go higher.
Cam?
I'll second that and go higher.
Willard?
Well, I sort of agree with him, but this is an opportunity to lower. Lower, Dan.
37 is his high watermark. Lower is the correct answer.
Welcome back to the game,
this
Willard.
This is not over. Cam, this is not over yet. Let's go.
Coming up the four tops, that was the Temptations here on KCAM. Two to go, and we're playing off of 39. Most, the 49ers' all-time win total in the postseason. We start with Lucas, then we go to Willard. This is the penultimate, the second to last, higher or lower than 39, Lucas. Career regular season and postseason NFL interceptions from Herm Edwards. Hello?
Lower.
Willard?
He told us in the interview.
He told us about his regular season interceptions, didn't he?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that feels like a clue. I'll go higher.
Cam?
I'm going to go low again.
Get low. Yeah, it's lower, guys.
Yep.
38 is the grand total. Lucas, 7. Cam, 6. Willard
eliminated.
Will not be today's champion. We have one to go.
I had to try.
Yeah.
For this one, you'll write it down. That way there'll be no shenanigans. And we're, again, playing higher or lower. The 49ers have 39 playoff wins all time.
This whole thing is shenanigans, but anyway.
It's kind of the fun of it.
Yeah.
So 39 is the number you're going to work with. And this is it. The final entry. Cam still with a chance to tie, which would force the all-important tiebreaker.
So if I get it right, I win.
Yeah,
just
Lucas.
For me. Okay, thanks.
There's Marine Catholic education at its finest.
Fighting for some paperback. Go ahead.
Higher or lower than 39. Wins and second place finishes by Jack Nicklaus at major championships. Higher or lower than 39? Write down your answer. And when your answers have been written, let me know.
I'm ready.
Big Smooth?
Same.
Has your answer been written?
Yes.
Seriously? You trying to get me out of business? Gibbs, I think that Brock Purdy is going to have a good game.
Cam's going to walk out of here with a few dates. I don't know about a win, but anyway.
Multiple jobs.
Yeah,
we'll start with you, Willard. Right. Jack Nicklaus wins and second place finishes at majors.
I'm going higher, Dan.
Okay, we go to Cam next.
I'm going lower.
And Lucas.
We have a difference. I am saying higher.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a tie! The interesting thing about Jack Nicklaus is he had more second place finishes than wins.
Right.
37 is the total. 18 wins, 19 seconds.
I knew he had more seconds. I assumed it was more than one more. But
now
anyway,
go to the tiebreaker. Yep. The closest to this answer will be today's winner of higher or lower. It's Cam and Lucas, you are both tied at 7 of 10. How many, and you'll write this down as well, how many wins and second place finishes at majors does Tiger Woods have? That's today's tiebreaker.
Yeah, Lucas didn't like it.
I well, got no clue.
If you have half a clue, you know how many wins he has. Yes. Don't say.
I know exactly how many.
And then you could extrapolate and you could ballpark it and whatever. So how many wins and second place finishes does Tiger Woods have so far? And yes, Mark, please just do play
fun.
Along.
Yeah, yep. Just for fun. I'm gonna.
And you can go over this number. It's whoever's closest to the answer. They will be the winner of today's higher or lower. This is going to be exciting. Either Lucas gets win number 5 or Mr. R&B joins the club. That includes Risotto and Zach Green as rando winners.
Zach won?
Wow,
oh, yeah.
Who
allowed
that?
Gutsy.
I didn't even know he played.
It was a Devone experience.
Oh, my God.
Willard, what do you have for your answer?
I wrote down 33, Dan.
All right. We'll start with Lucas.
Wait, was it first or first and second?
First and
first
second.
First and seconds.
Oh.
First and seconds.
I said 60.
Okay.
And Cam?
I got 45.
Ladies and gentlemen. In the ugliest tiebreaker in the history of tiebreakers.
Sure, you're right.
And you know who won, right?
You're damn right I do.
Who won, Mark?
Cam won that sucker, man.
Cam won that sucker, man!
Oh, yeah. Bringing it back.
A Kool-Aid man.
Bring it back, y'all.
The answer is 22.
22.
So Tiger, 15 wins, only 7 seconds.
That's interesting. That's because that man, when he gets close, he wins.
And when he's not close, you beat him. Yeah, he's usually, like, if it's a Sunday and he's 5 out, he either rallies and steals it, or he finishes 18 back. Congratulations to Cam, today's winner of higher or lower.
Go.
And normally, Cam, we don't like conduct speeches, but I think the people would love to hear some more words from you.
I agree. Yeah,
I just want to thank all of you guys for giving me the opportunity to jump on the mic with you guys and talk sports and just have a good time. And also, go Niners and go Warriors. Let's see what they can do tonight.
Don't you forget about the Warriors.
That's
I like that, Cam.
Cam Williams, ladies and gentlemen.
Adorables are in town. Let's go.
Way to go, Cam.
All right, Cam. Man. Congratulations, man.
And Lucas on brand with an early threat, a middle hope, and then he did the Michael Crabtree. He ran that fade route.
I'm like Jack Nicklaus. I have just as many seconds as I do first.
Yeah, that was a second.
Yeah. Actually, you probably have more thirds.
I got third. Yeah. I got third place. So.
Yeah, it's becoming a habit of mine to make it to a tiebreak in the championship round and then lose.
Yeah.
It's not something I'm proud of. I'm sorry to all my fans out there.
Do you want a drink?
Yeah.
Okay. The 5 o'clock sip is presented by Surfside. Golden State Warriors are back, as Cam mentioned. Celebrate with Surfside. 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and 0 bubbles. It is not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And, of course, here are the games that we are sipping on this weekend. Well, I don't know if you've heard, but the Niners are playing the Eagles on Sunday at 1:30. But the rest of Wild Card Weekend will unfold as well. Rams-Panthers tomorrow. Packers-Bears tomorrow. Bills-Jags before the Niners game. And then Chargers and Patriots after the Niners game. The Warriors will host the Kings tonight at 7. The Warriors will host the Hawks on Sunday at 5:30. That is the 5 o'clock sip presented by Surfside.
Awesome. Big, big weekend. You got Warriors. You got a little college football going on right now.
Right now, yeah.
You got nice six-pack of games over the weekend. A ton of college rack, dude, if you're so interested.
I'm telling everybody, whatever's on your to-do list, if you want to get a workout in, if you've got errands to run, get that stuff done tomorrow morning because it is flying at you fast and furious after that for the rest of the weekend.
And we always talk about best sports month of the year, and depending on where we are in the calendar, it seems like that month is always the best, but I think that January doesn't quite get its just desserts.
I like what you're saying because nobody ever brings up January. Nobody, I never hear, like, people bring up October.
October's good.
October's good. Sometimes people like even September, just when you've got, like, right. September gives all three to a degree. Like, basketball is in its preseason.
Pennant races heating up.
Pennant races and football arrives and all of that stuff. Yeah, January, not bad. January's going to crown a college football champion.
Right.
It's going to get the NFL to its championship round.
NBA will be entering the second half.
Right. And you've got, like, the deadline is in February, but you're getting trades and all of these rumors and everything's all coming together as it moves to its second half.
College basketball reaches its conference portion.
And NHL does its thing kind of alongside the NBA as the playoffs start to come into focus a little bit.
2-year-old horses become 3 and you start the lead up to the Derby with Derby prep races.
Wow. That was interesting, but sure. Sure. Yeah.
I just reloaded my horse racing app account as we start to get, January, February, you start to get these prep races now.
Yeah.
You start to lock in on who's going to win the Run for the Roses.
There's the football in January. It's different when, if your team, and ours has, if your team makes the playoffs, then I think it's a completely different animal. Obviously, we're into the playoffs no matter what, but if your team's not in it, there is a little January depression of like, A, my team's out, and B, that whole like red zone experience of everything going on, Thursday night football, all day Sunday, that goes away. And I think there's a little bit of like, ooh, it's almost over kind of a vibe.
Right, and odds are anyway, a team you hate is in.
For sure.
Like if you're Arizona, if the Niners had an Arizona season, you'd be like, Seattle, God, anybody but Seattle. Now, and the Rams and Philly, like you'd be like, who would you be? Go Carolina as a Niner fan? If you were on the outside looking in, this would be a nightmare of a postseason.
If you weren't in this year, who would you be rooting for?
Chicago.
I mean, I think like Jacksonville and the Chargers and even Buffalo. I know, you know, right. Josh Allen, Northern California. Yeah. I think people.
I was thinking NFC but though.
NFC.
Like, you know.
Who would you pull for? Probably the Bears. Probably the Bears.
The Panthers for the chef.
Yeah, but that's not happening.
They're allowed to win.
They are. They're allowed to win.
They're also allowed to cover. The 10.5 cuckoos.
Very allowed to cover.
They should.
Good Lord. We're sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater. Okay. A few more minutes if you want to get in those last thoughts about Niners Eagles. And Gene, you'll lead us off. Thank you for being patient. 888-957-9570. We got to do the engaging Dub Nation poll results. Warriors and Kings, a little bit over an hour away. All that is still coming up here on Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
There goes the two boys, the two great boys of the Bay Area, the best sports show on town.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, dude, this is it. This is it.
If this is it, please let me know.
Well, no, I don't want to let you know yet. And I don't know if this is it, but what I mean by this is it. This
oh, I know
is,
what you mean.
Yeah, this is your last chance to fire something off. With full confidence that the Niners are still alive.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know what we're going to be facing when we get back here on Monday.
I hope we're facing a stunning surprise victory, but based on, you know, what the odds makers are telling you, that it's getting to be more and more of a surprise as we go. Just one more question from me before we take a few more calls and
yes, sir.
Dip. Which weekend do you prefer? This one, 6 games, including Monday, or next weekend, 4 games, including the 2 number one seeds?
I will answer that in a very flimsy way. I prefer next weekend if the Niners are in it.
Well, take the Niners out of it, in a vacuum.
Then I prefer this one.
Because more games, more. Even though you don't have the two best teams?
More.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like, get me from lunchtime Saturday all the way to bed on Monday.
Okay.
Beautiful.
And I do think that the 6 games has made this weekend more attractive.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of times, like this Carolina Ram game, it's probably not going to be close.
I don't know.
It's allowed to be.
I mean, like, I'm into watching it. Absolutely. Like, I know what everyone, like, I don't know, man. You've been around sports too long to just be like, yep, that's the way it's going to be, so that's that. Well, maybe. I mean, how juiced would you be if halftime, if Carolina's up 14-10?
Yeah.
The Rams were losing to the Cardinals last week in the second half when the Rams had everything on the line and the Cardinals had nothing. So I don't know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
It's a road game in the NFL.
And it should be, I mean, not hostile, but it should be a revved up Carolina crowd because they don't get to do this a lot.
No, but just roll the ball out and Rams will win by 2 touchdowns. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see about that, but anyway, engagement is everything on the court and in life. Vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page before every game. And we got a game against the Kings tonight. This is presented by Shane Coe, your friend and jeweler. Earlier we asked, with the Kings in town, they've been doing a lot of DNPs for Malik Monk while the Warriors have been doing a lot of DNPs for Jonathan Kuminga. So some have attached those two, especially with the Kings' reported interest in Kuminga. The Warriors reportedly say Monk is a non-starter because he's under contract for two more years. They don't want that. But what do you think? In trade talks with the Warriors, does Monk interest you? Well, it's a yes or no question, and pretty clearly the no's have it. 73.7% of our voters say Malik Monk does not interest them. 26.3% say yes.
Put that poll back up and change Malik to laughing, and the results would be much different.
That's a great point.
Thank you.
That's a great point. But the Niners are on the road this weekend.
Still.
You're still allowed to go to Laughing Monk.
Right.
And drink and eat and watch the game.
And you go tomorrow for the two, and then maybe you go Monday night for the one. So, yeah. Would you be interested in Laughing Monk
always.
For Jonathan Kuminga?
Always. Yes. I love the food there.
Great ambiance.
I love the drinks there. I love the TV angles there.
The patio, the parking, the pond, as I pop my peas.
It's all of that stuff. Okay.
Hey!
Relax.
Sorry.
Gene in Oakland.
Premature.
Gene in Oakland. Hello, Gene. How you doing?
I'm at the dog park.
I'm doing much better. Actually, I just came from the dog park. Yep.
Yeah, it's getting dark out there. I get that.
Speaking of dogs.
Yeah.
So I need to say, before I give you my pick for Sunday, I want to tell you that my own home dog, Chili, she picked the Niners from the beginning because, of course, she's always for the underdog for obvious reasons. But anyways, my pick, I tell you, all week I've been depressed, frankly. I couldn't see us beating this team or even getting within 6 or 7 points until a short while ago when Dibs picked Philly. And suddenly my attitude completely changed. I went from complete pessimism to optimism.
Yeah,
I'm just feeling really good about it. But then I had to come up with a rational explanation for it. So here it is.
Okay.
I see this game, I see it as a 24-21 game. Let's start with the offense, okay? If we can get at least 80 to 85% of Trent Williams out there, the run game opens up. And once the run game opens up, the offense opens up. Now, we've been scoring 30 to 40 points before last week, you know, when Trent was out. I don't expect us to score 30, but I certainly think we can get to 24, all right? Now, as for the 21 side, hey, you know, we've been don't-break defense. We've done a hell of a job with, you know, second and third stringers all year. And they've got kind of a funky offense that's been sputtering. So I say if we can get, like, a takeaway or two and otherwise play clean, you know, make our tackles, keep the penalties to a minimum, I think 24 to 21 is a very reasonable prediction.
Hey, Gene, instead of coming up with a rational reason why the Niners could win, do you think that we could get you just to say the same word three times in a row if that word happened to be fade?
Fade, 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 fade.
There goes Gene in Oakland, everybody. Merry
four was unnecessary, to be honest. I was okay with three.
It's actually a really good joke that I wish more people understood.
And sometimes I do the show for you and Lucas, and well, now Grandy needs it more than ever, but he's not here.
No, he's not. And he's never coming back.
Pretty much, man.
But anyway, Jesse in Millbrae. Hi, Jesse. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Just wanted to make a quick comment, you know. Niners are playing with house money right now. You know, they've been fighting all year. We've won a lot of games we weren't supposed to win. And I think Dibs nailed it right on the head for this game. Whichever team's going to run the ball better is going to win the game, hands down. You know, there's nothing more to it. When McCaffrey gets rolling, it just opens up the offense so much more. And, you know, everybody's been talking about Shanahan and his genius all year. Well, if there's going to be a game for Shanahan to show his strengths, it's going to be this game. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think Philly is a weaker team than they have been the past few years in terms of their offense in particular. So I think Niners got a really good chance to steal one out from underneath them. Yes, it's probably not going to happen, but we're going to be cheering it on. And like I said, bang, bang, Niner gang. Let's
bang,
go.
Bang, Niner gang. Let's go, Jesse. Again, I think that I get the house money sentiment. We brought it up yesterday. I think it's a little strong. But the sentiment that, hey, like it's pretty awesome that the Niners are here and that we're doing this weekend. I agree with that.
Yeah, I do too, but I'm not ready for house money. It's a football game and things can go your way. You can win. If we get back on Monday and it's a loss, well, then we can look back and bask in what was a great year.
Do you remember that line in Ocean's 11 when George Clooney goes, should we get one more?
Yeah.
And then Brad Pitt says nothing. And he goes, okay, we'll get one more.
One more.
Should we get one more?
One more phone call?
Yeah.
Probably.
Let's go to...
Just pick somebody good.
How about Kurt in Hayward Hills? Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Willen and Dibs, the two best boss boys in town.
My man,
Kurt.
Kaboom.
How you doing, fellas?
Well,
let me tell you something. First of all, how you doing, fellas? Good to hear your voice. Good to see you healthy and everything's going great. First of all, let's talk about the Warriors. What are we on, an 8-game home game? Well, I got the Warriors going 6-2. I'm going to tell you why they're going to go 6-2. Because you got the greatest showman, Stephen Curry, in the history of the NBA. That's why. Moving forward to the 49ers and the Eagles. I don't like the Eagles. I never liked the Eagles. So I'm going to take the 49ers. I'm going to tell you why the 49ers are going to win. They're going to run the ball behind Trent. If Trent's playing, see, last week he didn't play, and they never ran the ball to the left at all in that game. But the big Trent bulldozer run the ball behind him, and Brock Purdy's got to get out of the pocket, and I got us winning. And remember, Philadelphia Eagles offense is not that good. Last year they were fourth. This year they're about 19th. And 24 overall and a overall. And also, Kyle Shanahan in a wild card game, he's 2-0. That's a stat. And the 49ers in wild card games, they're 6-2. That's a stat. So anyway, the 49ers are going to beat up the Eagles, and they're going to pluck their feathers and stomp their head.
Pluck their feathers? I love it. I love it. Hey, Kurt, have a great weekend before you go. And I know this is a little off the map.
But
Oregon is just getting pummeled right now in the national semifinal. And our guy Grandy is a huge Oregon fan, and he's over at Golden Gate Tap Room watching this right now. What would you say to him if you were sitting with him?
What, are you kidding me? Get out of here!
Hey, baby, Kurt, not a baby!
All right.
Okay.
And maybe he is going to get out of there down 28-7.
Yeah, he might need to change the energy. You know what he could do? He could put AirPods in and listen to Evan Giddings do Warriors Live, which is coming up next, and it's brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. You want to do it again tomorrow?
No, tomorrow I'm busy.
You don't want to do it on Sunday, do you?
Got a game to watch.
How about Monday?
I can't wait for Monday.
Better get your pick ready.
Better make it a victory Monday.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. Okay, for Dibs, for Lucas, and for Cam the champ.
Yeah.
Had a baby, Cam. A mark. You shoot your shot. That's all you got.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.